On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Here are the whiskeys that we're going to be discussing today. We have the Cream of Kentucky Small Batch. We have the Cream of Kentucky Cask Strength Barrel. We have the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Heritage Barrel. We have the Jack Daniel's 10-Year-Old Tennessee Whiskey Batch Number 4. The Jack Daniel's 12-Year-Old Tennessee Whiskey Batch Number 3. And the Jack Daniel's 14-Year-Old Tennessee Whiskey Batch Number 1. So, yay.
Yay.
14-Year-Old Jack Daniel's.
You guys awesome. Do not sound enthusiastic. You guys don't sound enthusiastic enough. Because that 14.
I am very excited.
He is very aroused. Hold on.
I am very aroused.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. Joining me today, our made man, Brent.
It's a pleasure to be in the basement today.
It's not a bad day to be in the basement.
No, not today. A bad day at all.
And good old boy, Maury.
I'm excited to be in the basement. I just wish Brent would put on some pants.
Never.
It would be wrong if he had pants on. It wouldn't be right. I mean, no.
It's too hot outside to wear pants.
The whiskey would taste better if I didn't have to look at Brent without pants.
Well, it would smell better, that's for sure. So, and good old boy, Justin.
Pleasure to be here as always, Bob.
And good old boy, Harm.
I pretend I'm happy to be here.
Well, we all pretend we're happy to be somewhere. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I'm not pretending as hard today. We're recording on the day after Valentine's Day, and I'm hurting. It was a lot of drinking.
I can't help
you. A lot of fun.
Can't help you. You're on your own, man. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys that we're going to be discussing today. We have the Cream of Kentucky Small Batch. We have the Cream of Kentucky Cask Strength Barrel. We have the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Heritage Barrel. We have the Jack Daniel's 10-Year-Old Tennessee Whiskey Batch Number 4, the Jack Daniel's 12-Year-Old Tennessee Whiskey Batch Number 3, and the Jack Daniel's 14-Year-Old Tennessee Whiskey Batch Number 1. So, yay.
Yay.
14-Year-Old Jack Daniel's.
You guys awesome. Do not sound enthusiastic. You guys don't sound enthusiastic enough, because that 14...
I am very excited.
He is very... Hold on.
I'm very aroused.
I hope the editors clean up all that.
Does that help? Yeah. All right. So we're going to have Justin tell us about our sips ratings. Pick one.
All right.
We don't need to do all five. People have figured out all of them by now.
We're going to do number 4.
Okay.
Number 4. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Why do I hear banjos when he said that?
I don't know, but
be a good time to find some pants.
If I took them up in the mountains where my family's at, they would know, and they would like him. It'd be like Body Snatchers. They'd just look at him and know he doesn't belong. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That wouldn't work.
Imposter.
Yes. It'd be like Donald Sutherland at the end when he's like pointing at the lady. Yeah. Yeah, no, not going to happen. So, well, one of the first times I went to Kentucky, I took my buddy Rob with me. He's from Israel. He was worried. I'm like, Don't worry, you're here with my people. I got you. I can translate. You'll be able to understand everything. We're good to go. So, and then when we got to the airport, the first thing you saw was the giant Pegasus made of chicken wire. And he looked at me and said, "You're taking me here." Yes, I am. Just shut up and enjoy the ride. So, all right. So we're going to have Brent tell us about our first whiskey.
Thanks, Bob. This is the Cream of Kentucky brand traces its roots back to the 1880s when it was owned by I. Traeger and Company of Cincinnati. The brand was acquired during Prohibition by Schnelly Distillers.
Schnelly, not Schnelly.
Yeah. who reintroduced the brand in 1934, backed by print ads drawn by famed American artist Norman Rockwell, Cream of Kentucky grew to become one of the leading bourbon brands in the 1930s and 40s. One of many victims of the decline in popularity of bourbon in the 60s and 70s, the brand ceased production and its trademark was abandoned. Enter Jim Rutledge, the former master distiller at Four Roses, who resurrected the brand in 2018. So this first one we have is the Cream of Kentucky Small Batch. It's 50% ABV, 100 proof, non-age stated. The color is a nice like, it's like a, kind of a little bit brighter than the 80s copper penny color. On the nose, it's really like a fruit salad. But
I'm going to go with bright 90s copper.
Bright 90s copper? No.
Sorry.
The on the nose, I get it's a big fruit salad, but you know, at the end of the salad, the
as
oranges
long as it's not Towson salad, it's all okay.
Yeah, yeah, the oranges stick out and stuff. Season. So then on the palate, you know, I don't know if it's just because of the name cream, but you get a whole creaminess in your palate when you taste this, and you get pepper, cloves, bananas Foster, and a little bit of apple round off, and a little bit of oak in there as well. And the finish on this is really long. You get it just follows everything else. So you got honey and bananas. All in all, this is nothing to be ashamed of here. This is a good one. Justin, what do you think?
So, on the nose, I got Orange Julius and Fabuloso.
I love Orange Julius.
You're broken.
Yeah. Fabuloso, I don't know, but Orange Julius, yeah.
On the palate, I got Cinnamon Wheat Chex and Red Hots.
I hate you for being right there. I hate you for being right. That was good. Where you got the Fabuloso hurts me, but no.
He started out with Fabuloso.
I know.
So
I know.
Yeah.
No, I started out with Orange Julius.
Don't get excited.
Then Fabuloso. Yeah. All right. And the finish, it's like honeycomb cereal and a little bit of oak.
You know, I got pretty much what you were saying, both of you, but I got a little sweet tobacco too. No, it's not as much oak as tobacco.
It's not there.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right, Harm. I think there is a note of tobacco more so than oak.
But it's so good. Bob, yeah. What do you think about this?
It's got a really pretty nose. It's definitely orange. White flowers.
But more orange blossom than and it's actual got a orange. Nice,
it's got a nice creaminess on the nose. On the palate, hold on. Yeah, the honey crisp is there. The oak is there, but it's not overpowering. It's nice. It's just a nice underlayment. It doesn't get in front of any of the flavors. Some dark caramel. Definitely some vanilla and a little banana. Just a hint of banana on the bottom of the palate.
You know, what strikes me is that this is such that all those flavors are so integrated. Nothing like really sharp.
Yeah, sticks out. Nothing is sticking out.
So Brent was saying, the name Cream of Kentucky is apt.
Yeah,
the creaminess. I mean, it's like the name follows through.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had a few batches of Cream of Kentucky over the years. They've been very kind to always send us samples, but I think this is one of the better ones they've done.
It's very nice.
It is really getting better every year.
Yeah,
for sure.
Better and better.
I don't know. I think last year's was really good. Last year's was just as good as this. Some of these better than last year's.
Now, where is he selecting these barrels from?
Believe it or not, they're not telling me. Who would have guessed? I mean, you would think that would be the first thing they do.
So we need to get Bob in on this.
Nope. Son of a gun.
Well, we do know that he's not making his own. So he's sourcing these barrels. He's doing a great job tasting them and sampling them. Just be curious where they're coming from.
I have an idea, but, you know, I'm not going to say because I don't know for sure. But overall, some really great whiskey, and we're going to be giving the Cream of Kentucky Small Batch a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next one. We're going to have Harm tell us about that.
Oh, thanks, Bob. All right, the next one is the Cream of Kentucky Cask Strength, 53.2% ABV, 106.4 proof. Non-age stated, mash bill is 72% corn, 18% rye, 10% malted barley. The color is an absolute gorgeous golden note. And we have a commercial coming up while I smell this. So we'll go to commercial and I'm going to smell this.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Harm was telling us about the second one we've got from Cream of Kentucky.
Well, I wasn't telling you anything. I was just smelling. Nilla wafers, my friend. Nilla wafers, cinnamon, nuts, like rich caramel, like English toffee, and oak. It's so beautiful. On the palate. 106.4 proof, absolutely perfect. Goes in so smooth. Not a little bit of that Nilla wafer is there still. A little black tea, but the coconut, the lactones from those barrels are really showing up here. And I don't know what else is there. We're not quite getting it. It's really the black tea and the coconut and the vanilla. But it doesn't seem as complex as the first. Maybe I should put some water in it. Brent, what do you think?
This one is delicious.
It's absolutely delicious, but the first one seemed more complex. Let me see what happens.
You really think the first one is more complex?
I mean, this is a different flavor profile, though.
It is a different flavor profile.
I don't think the first one is more complex. I think this one's more complex. It's just different.
I'm going to agree with Harm. I think the first one is more complex.
Now, adding water, maybe because the 106, maybe because I had too big a night last night with the Valentine's Day thing, my palate's off. But adding the water actually brought more flavor out for me. I'm now getting berry flavors that weren't there before.
The berries have always been there for me.
But I didn't taste it earlier because, again, I probably screwed up from last night. Right. But I didn't taste it till I had the water. So adding cold water to this, not a lot. I'm still keeping it over 100 proof. Brought out more of that berry flavor for me. The coconut really shines here, where we didn't get any coconut on the previous one.
And I don't really get the coconut in this one.
I get it.
I just don't get
even
it.
Even on the mouthfeel, the creaminess, that coconut oil, I'm a big fan of this one.
Yeah, I'm not getting the coconut. Justin, hand me the
bottle for this one.
You need a refill?
Sure. Yeah, I need a refill.
So I got Kenyan. This is good old boy Justin. I got Kenyan coffee beans, kerosene lamp, and Stroop waffle on the nose.
Okay, so I'll give you the kerosene lamp on the nose.
Kerosene lamp.
Yeah, because there's
burning
a minerality.
Kerosene lamp.
There's a minerality to both of these two. Okay, and I found it later in some of the Jack as well. But there's a can I have the bottle too? There's a minerality here, which I'll give him that. But you always get Stroop waffle, man. It's Nilla wafers. It's not Stroop waffle.
Tomato.
He spent too much time hanging out with the Amish.
And on the palate, I got Coppertone. probably coming off a 30-year-old.
Apparently, he got the coconut too.
Single mom. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm missing that coconut completely. All you guys got it, but I just don't get it. I'm not getting it. So
you didn't put your tongue on enough.
It's genetic.
Girls, when you were in high school.
I wasn't down at the beach licking the backs of legs of these women.
You know, you grew up in Minnesota. It just wasn't an opportunity except for two days a year.
I was here in Fort Lauderdale during high school. So
right. So you know,
I got the copper tone taste on my tongue.
Right.
Something seriously broken in all of you knuckleheads, I swear. Oh, wow.
But on the finish, I got like a flat cola to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the finish is like...
The cola is definitely there on the finish.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's just...
I gotta come back to it.
Yeah, the vanilla wafers on the nose, 100% there. The black tea on the palate and the coconut,
I definitely get that. I might get the flat cola, I'm not sure. I don't drink enough flat cola.
You never had a Coke hanging around too long? It just tasted like crap?
I throw that stuff away, man. I'm not made of money, but I can spend a couple bucks on a can of Diet Coke.
Oh, I would have got slapped in the face throwing away a soda. I'll tell you that.
When does Coke ever hang out too? Oh,
sorry.
Oh, soda. Soda.
Yeah, soda.
So, yeah, we're talking about soda. Okay.
Bob, we'll continue, Bob. Sorry.
Yeah, but really pretty. I mean, different than the first one, but really well done. And again, like the last one, nothing.
I don't think there's one thing sticking out.
You know, there's not anything that's overpowering.
Maury mentioned that these are sourced. I feel like these came from different places.
The one thing that with this one is, you know, when you say cast strength, you know, you just kind of feel like it's going to have a punch to it, and it really doesn't have that.
But it's
punch.
Only 6 points higher than.
I know that. That's why
small you batch. That's which why I hardly think worth the distinction. Right.
This is what we're talking. First off, we're talking about sourced whiskey, and when you talk about cast strength whiskey, we think about the age, the proof going up over 110, 112, right?
Yeah.
Why is this lower? Maybe it's much older. It's come back down. He's blending older stuff with younger stuff.
And lower floors.
On the lower floors. Because that brings the proof down.
Exactly. And then these aren't single casts. They're batches, right?
Yeah.
So he's still a little bit low for cast strength.
He's blended some higher proof and lower proof ones together, and he got this. Yeah.
Well, what it all comes down to is it's a delicious whiskey. So
right.
We're going to give the Cream of Kentucky cast strength a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to bring us up to Justin and our next whiskey.
All right. We're going to talk about Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Heritage Barrel. That's a lot of barrels. 50% alcohol by volume or 100 proof. And I even did that math. It is non-chill-filled all by myself. It's non-chill-filtered. Following limited special releases in 2018 and 2019, Jack Daniel's has made the Single Barrel Heritage Barrel a permanent year-round member of the Single Barrel line. To make this expression, Jack Daniel's classic Tennessee whiskey mash bill of 80% corn, 12% malted barley, and 8% rye is distilled and mellowed through 10 feet of sugar maple charcoal. Oh, I'd love to grill on that. Anyway, barrels are prepared with high toast, low char toasting technique inspired by the earliest barrel making traditions, creating a deeper, richer toasted layer before the barrel is charred. The whiskey then enters the heritage barrels at a lower proof of 100 and is matured in some of the highest elevated barrel houses in Lynchburg, Tennessee. While each barrel will vary in age, all single barrel heritage barrels are matured for at least 7 years. On the nose, I got vanilla, graham cracker, and a little hint of evergreen. On the palate, has the vanilla and huge marshmallow. And I got some dark chocolate also. The finish was brown sugar and charcoal. And what did you think, Maury?
I like this whiskey. I thought it was quite delicious. It's giving me the hiccups. But that aside, it's got a
beautiful... I wasn't the only one drinking last night.
It's got a beautiful copper color. I agree with you about the vanilla and the graham cracker on the nose. And then I agree with you, the palate's got a lot of marshmallow
a lot of toffee, a lot of vanilla. I think it's really interesting, and I agree with you. The finish is medium to long. It just keeps going and going. I liked it quite a lot. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, this is a s'mores, but instead of the chocolate, they put in like a toffee candy, one of those.
Correct.
You know, like a Zag Nut.
Right.
You know?
You're exactly right.
They put in like a Zag Nut instead, you know, instead. And so it's like a s'mores with a Zag Nut.
Yeah, Maury can fix that
for
you.
Where do you find Zag Nuts anymore?
Hey,
Maury can fix that for him.
I need to go buy a Zag Nut.
Yeah.
I didn't get that reference, but I'm looking forward to trying it.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's what, but this one here, it is really a toasted marshmallow, you know, that whole
campfire
thing.
So campfire, camping. So we'll go to it's a camping
break
whiskey.
And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. And we were finishing discussing up the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Heritage Barrel.
This is so good, dude. This is so good. So first I want, let me just say, each of these are, the single barrels right there in the name, so they will vary between 7 to 8 or more years. This is an 8-year-old, 1-month release. It was barreled in July of 2017 and bottled in August of 2025. I have a barrel number, but that doesn't matter to you. You're going to find a different barrel wherever you are. I mean, unless you're really lucky, you get the same barrel as we did. I tasted this in the store about a couple months ago with Brent, and it's similar, but there's bottle variation because of the barrel variation.
Right.
Yay.
This is marshmallow and toffee and coffee notes, right? Yeah. Did you say coffee? Yeah. Whereas the one Brent and I had was marshmallow and black cherries.
Yeah. That's
so
why
you're gonna get variation. But I don't think you're going to go wrong either way. This is just so gorgeous. That toasted barrel thing coming into lower proof on that toasted barrel at 100 proof rather than like close to 125 where you're allowed to go. They do a different thing here, and I think it's a great experiment. I'm happy to taste as many bottles as they want to send us.
Agreed.
I'm just happy that it's now a permanent extension of the line because you'll be able to get it more. So it's not a one-off or, you know, just a special release. Yeah, that's
hard to get
thing.
Initially.
And
but
see,
now
this is richer, deeper taste than the last one. The other one's more cherry bright, but the toasted marshmallow is the
marshmallow is a fixture in all of them.
Yeah, it just carries through the whole lineup.
It's just so pretty,
fantastically done. I mean, thank you guys.
Vanilla and graham cracker, and milk chocolate on the nose. And then the marshmallow, it's just...
I got more coffee than chocolate than you.
Just really not. When we first opened it, there was a bit of a bite, a little bit of a tannic oak, but that blew off immediately. It
blew off very quickly.
Mm.
And this, again, we're tasting... Nobody put water in any of these. You don't really need them. Who put water?
Why would you put water in this?
You know, at 100 proof, you don't really need this. Yeah. But you know what? Why you put water? Because we've done this before, my friend.
Yeah, but you're not going to make it taste better.
You might taste different flavors you didn't get without the water. You know,
let me know, Harm. Send me a memo.
Will it be better though?
It's sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't.
You never know.
But you know what? If you didn't pay for the whiskey, you're allowed to experiment.
Exactly. So,
oh my God, I think a little hint of water here brought me burnt orange peel, which was not there before.
All right, send the bottle down.
Mm. There's the bottle. There you go.
And send the water hose.
All right.
It's right in front of you.
There it is. So I got a little burnt orange peel on the nose, on the palate, stayed the same. A little bit of water did not hurt this whiskey. Play with your whiskey. It's fun. Yeah. And by the way, kids, I don't care what you guys say. Tennessee whiskey is bourbon.
Jack Daniels is bourbon. Just don't say it when you're in Tennessee.
Don't say it in Tennessee.
Because you get your throat cut.
But we're outside of Tennessee. We're okay.
So we're going to be giving the Jack Daniels Single Barrel Heritage Barrel a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So that takes us to our next one. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob. The next whiskey, if I can hiccup a couple times, is the Jack Daniels 10-year-old Tennessee whiskey batch 4.
Cut him off. He's done.
Coming in at 48.5% ABV or 97.
Ladies and gentlemen, proof. Foster Brooks. Yeah.
Beautiful copper.
You got to be old to get that one. I know.
Oh, I know.
Beautiful copper penny color on the nose. All the usual suspects, baking spice, oak, vanilla, a little bit of brown sugar. The palate is viscous. It's mouth coating. It's got beautiful notes of toffee, vanilla, hint of creme brulee. And then the finish just goes on and on and on. I really like this whiskey, despite the hiccups. I'm enjoying this whiskey quite a lot. What'd you think, Justin?
I got cardamom, cinnamon, vanilla syrup.
Agree.
Little bit of kerosene lamp, candle wax, and baking soda.
No, 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 stop. I agreed with you for the first half. I don't agree with the second.
I don't get the cardamom. We're not going to even address the candle wax. Last time we recorded a show.
I don't get the kerosene.
Look, what you do in the privacy of your home with candle wax, I really don't want to know about, buddy.
The palate was...
Eyes wide shut?
Mm-hmm. Palate was sweet and woody. I got vanilla, oak, and maple syrup on the palate. It was a long finish and it was oaky. What did you think?
This is banana bread all day long. This is banana bread, caramel, some dark fruits. It's just banana. I mean, I didn't get
the banana bomb that you did.
I don't get it on the nose, but I do get it on the palate.
I get this banana bread all day long on this. This is very pleasant like that. I don't know how you guys are not getting that banana bread.
It's from Brown Farmer and there's banana.
Yeah. Yeah. So
the ryes have banana, but not so much the Tennessee whiskeys.
If it's there for you,
banana
it's there
bread,
for you.
Caramel, and dark fruits. Get that on that palate. And a beautiful finish. It just coats your entire mouth.
Well, we've been lucky that they have shared with us all four of the batches of this 10-year.
Yes,
and every one of them has been really good, but every one of them's been different.
Yeah,
you know, that's
cool.
That's the fun part.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a really nice color to it. It's got a nice bright bronze glow on the edge. The nose.
It's the, you know what, the part about the banana bread that really strikes me on the nose? It's the walnut. Mm. Walnut on the nose.
Yeah. There's definitely a nuttiness there. Oh, yeah. On the palate, it's... Hold on. Mm. Burnt toffee, dark caramel. The banana is there, but again, it's not overpowering for me. It's there, but it's not hitting me over the head. A little bit of vanilla, a little bit of damp brown sugar. You know, just, again, it's... Every one we've done so far has been delicious. This is no different than the others.
You know, this would be one of my favorite Jack Daniels for the next two. This is so good.
It's amazing how stuff like that works. Yeah.
Well, you're not wrong, Herm. In spite of the fact that I'd like to indict you for being wrong, you're not wrong.
Yeah, this is so good. And then you go to the next two.
Give a man 10, he'll love you forever. Give him 12 and 14, he'll hate the 10. But that's great.
Yeah, no. That's what we all said when we were tasting before we turned the mics on. It's like, wow, that was 10 was fantastic until I tried it. whoa, hold on. Well, I think it was delicious. I would love, you know, I would not turn down a bottle of this. Every one of them we've done has been great. This one is no different. A very solid four sips.
That's classified.
All right, so that takes us to our next, which yeah, this is better because it's, you know, the next one. So we have the Jack Daniel's 12-year-old Tennessee whiskey. This is batch 3. And again, they've been very kind and we've been able to try all three of them now. This is 53.5 or 107 proof. Got a nice golden brown. Got a little bit of a copper on the edge. On the nose, maple. Definitely maple, brown sugar. Honey graham cracker. The vanilla's there, but it's, again, like the others, nothing is hitting you over the head. There's not one thing that's coming out and whacking you, so.
This seems to be more well integrated, just like that second Cream of Kentucky. It's just so well put together. It's just, everything is just flows into the other thing. It's just, it's just beautifully integrated.
Yeah, this one really tastes like a higher end Kentucky bourbon. Mm-hmm. You know, when you know this is Tennessee whiskey, but you really get the notes of a
still bourbon.
I know that, but you really get the notes of a good Kentucky bourbon on this one. So do you guys really
taste the charcoal filtration? Do you think it's different?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, in some of them, like in the lower proof ones, they give you like Gentleman Jack. You can taste the charcoal.
Yes.
But Gentleman Jack's been ultra mellowed.
Yeah. Right. Extra charcoal.
Right.
So, but does that, it's still bourbon, right?
Here's the thing. There were quite a few brands, especially back in the day in Kentucky, that were also charcoal mellowed. Yeah. I mean, there was the charcoal mellowing vats were still at Buffalo Trace until a few years ago where they used to do early times. Dickel.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we are discussing the 12-year-old Jack Daniel's batch number 3. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, this is definitely a step up from the 10. The 10 was good, and this one just like kicks it in a little bit more. You get that.
If we didn't have the other two, you'd go, wow, this is the best one I've had all day, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say that.
Exactly,
you know?
Right.
Yeah. But I also got the bananas on this one, which.
Because you're Brown-Forman.
Right, you know, and then, you know, I got some caramel, some fruits, and the oakiness comes out on this one a little bit more. You know, because of the age, you actually get those tannins that come on. Yeah, very much a step up. Very pleasant. I mean, there's nothing wrong here. You know, you just have to enjoy this one.
The only thing wrong is I don't have a case of it.
Yeah, well.
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
They're very stingy with this. For independent stores in Florida, we're getting bottles, not cases.
Did you get it?
It's not hard. It's hard to find anywhere on the shelf anymore. You know, it's everybody's just snatching them up as quick as they can because it is that kind of a quality that everybody wants.
The dirty little secret is a lot of people are selling directly to bars in Florida. And
We had one Thursday.
Bars are charging five times as much as you could get retail per
we had
shot.
This,
you know?
Yeah, we had this
five, on 10 times as much.
We had this on Thursday.
We had the 14 arm?
12.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Do you have any of the 14?
They gave me one bottle this last year in 2025.
How about one this bottle. Year, 2026?
Nothing yet in 26.
I want cheap, your 2026 so one bottle.
Well, these came at the end of 25, so.
Yeah, they came
at the
end of. They won't be released again.
Yeah.
Until the end of the year.
Yeah. But overall, a fantastic, really, really fantastic whiskey, this 12. It's just a shame because the 10's great, but it's a huge step up. It's fantastic. So, well, we're going to be giving the Jack Daniel's 12-year-old Tennessee whiskey batch number 3 4 sips.
That's classified.
y'all missing out on cream soda and cherry fry pie. That's all right.
I wish I had some fry pie. All right, Brent, take us home. Tell us about the last one we've got.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
We have to choke this terrible stuff down.
This is the Jack Daniel's 14-year-old Tennessee whiskey. It's 63.15% ABV, 126.3 proof. This is the first time since the early to mid-1900s that Jack Daniel's has offered an expression at this age. So now you have to just think to yourself, okay, they came out with a 10, they came out with a 12, they came out with a 14. Are we going to get a 16 and an 18?
Everybody's talking about it.
You have to think that you know that this might be the progression that they're going. You don't know for sure, but that's what you have to think. But on the color of this one's really a darker.
It's almost as dark as my heart, but not quite.
Yes, just about.
Nothing is that dark.
You know, okay. You have to find it first.
On the nose, I got a cherry pastry. On the palate, I got some pepper, brown sugar, cocoa powder, oak, a little bit of bitter dark chocolate, some pipe tobacco, some walnuts. You know what I didn't get? Banana. This one
no
was,
banana.
There was no banana.
It was banana absent.
The banana was completely absent on this one, which I found it, you know, prevalent in the first two. You know, but
maybe
this one,
maybe I'm just talking myself into it, but I kind of get it on the nose. But because I know it's Jack Daniel's, if I did it blind, maybe I wouldn't get it.
Yeah,
you're right. I could be just talking myself into it, but that's normally a hallmark of Brown-Forman whiskeys is that banana bread.
Right, and it's not here on this one.
Okay, okay.
So
yeah,
the finish on this just goes on and on and on. It just doesn't stop. The oak tannins are just perfect for this age. I really love this. I'm kind of worried that if they put out a 16, like, is it going to really be better? I mean, this is really good.
So. I thought 14 might be too old at first. Yeah. And when I tasted it, can they go to 16?
Good point, Harm. A lot of us thought about that because Jack has always been sweet spot 7 to 8.
Yes.
10 was old. 14 is very old. But honestly, this is fantastic.
We would love to find out.
It just goes to show you that advanced aging.
So you're
going to
make it, send it, and then we'll tell you what
advanced aging, depending on what floor of the Rick House has really been.
Yeah, so lower floors, you're going to get less angel share. You're going to get less a wood penetration. The heat is not as, you know, it doesn't, the temperature swings are not as drastic as at the higher floors. So at the lower floors, you can do this. This is great. I was really impressed.
I know you couldn't do this from the Angel's Roost with their single barrel selection. This would be...
Yeah, I mean, you know. I don't think this is on the lower floors at 126 proof. I don't know, but it's... I mean...
It's not in the roof, though.
No.
14 years at 126 proof?
Yeah.
It might be mid-floor, lower
mid-floor.
Floor.
Mid-floor.
Yeah, mid-floor.
Mid-lower. It's going to be some lower stuff here.
Mid to lower floors, yeah.
I got some big... But cherries on this.
This is not
cherries. I got that cherry pastry on the nose.
This is not a single barrel whiskey, so you've got multiple barrels involved, right?
Right, right.
The finish is so long. The nose was interesting. It was like flat cherry cola, but the best flat cherry cola I ever smelled in my life, which just seems weird.
I don't like that note, the flat cherry cola.
It's me.
I get cola notes and I get dark cherries. Don't call that flat cherry cola.
All right, fair.
I think he's getting that note from his Canada Dry splash that he's got over there.
Let's see. Does it have one?
I mean, let's be
yes,
fair.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Fair enough.
Let's be fair. It's not like his mom ever let him have an actual fresh soda, you know.
I got generic.
Quick check.
Yeah. Quick check. Yeah. Yeah. If it was 10 cents, it was mine.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. Winn-Dixie. They're closing them all.
Yeah.
Aldi's.
That's all right. I won't miss a soda.
Yeah. Oh, you'll miss those childhood memories. Come on.
Not those specific childhood memories. I have other ones. I'd rather sniff glue.
Justin came from...
We've heard that about you.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's a serial killer. You know, just, you know, seems like the way he talks about his childhood. You could be a serial killer.
I plead the fifth.
Somebody bring the cadaver dogs to his house.
You really think that he's going to dig a hole? Come on. Man.
Yeah,
you got a point, Bob.
They go straight to the swamp. We're living in the swamp. That's how you get rid of a body.
Yeah, this is just, the color on it is beautiful. I mean, it's just got a ruby red rim to it. This is
I'm surprised you can get better than that 12. This is so good.
This has got the prettiest color of everything we've had today. Yeah, until you get to this
14, and then you're
Don't give someone the 3-pack. Either buy them a bottle of 10 and leave it, or skip the 10 if you're going to give them 12 or 14.
You buy the 3-pack, you give them the 10 and keep the 12 and 14.
That's right.
What's this hole in the box? Oh, don't worry about
that. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, this is nothing you need to be concerned with. Just move along, please.
I know. It makes you wonder.
And if you're going to sell that as a 3-pack, no royalties needed. Go ahead and do it, guys.
if they do come out with a 16, like, how is it going to be then, you know?
I'm afraid.
Look, already at 14, I'm afraid we're already at the maximum amount of 10, and I need.
You think that, but you know, when we were drinking that 12,
you don't know until you know.
When we were drinking that 12, you were like, "Is this really going to get any better?" You
know, they can go lower floor and higher proof, and we'll still be happy.
Yeah,
because we're all proof hoes.
Well, you're half right.
We say proof hound.
Oh, fine.
And you went with ho, mm-hmm. And then the next progression.
If I get paid a dollar, I'm a ho.
Yeah.
You do it for free.
Yeah.
Well, I
that
would.
That just makes him dumb.
I would. I'd also do it for a dollar.
Yeah, well. Well, we're going to give the Jack Daniel's 14-year-old Tennessee whiskey a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank everybody for coming and joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Yeah, it was a terrible day, but somebody had to suffer through it.
You put on a brave face.
I'm so impressed.
No pants, but a brave face.
Could have put pants on.
He could have.
Yeah. Thank you, Maury.
Happy to be here despite the hiccups.
Thank you, Justin.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
And thank you, Hart.
You know, Bob, I wasn't as happy to be here today because of the post-Valentine Day hangover, but I'm happy now, man. Thank you so much.
It's amazing. We get some alcohol in him and he perks right up.
Yeah, right.
We're Sip, Suds, and Smokes. This is Madman Bob. Thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. Unfortunately, today, that was not an issue. It's like the time he fell asleep and we tried to record him. I swear.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle, @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.